last word on Today FM.
0874 100 102 gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp. You might tell us, for example, why it is that you buy clothes from Shein or other of these discount retailers who operate online, send very cheap products from China in particular. The reason we're focusing on this because today it was stated by Charity Retail Ireland that many of their shops are having donations dropped in of Shein clothes, the tags still on them, never worn by the people who purchased them, who had them imported into the country, decide maybe they don't fit or don't like the look of them or whatever, and they give them away to the charity shop, being generous. But what can the charity shop do with a t-shirt which may have cost only €2.50, which it can sell for no more than €1 now, and if it sells for €1, then what about the other things that might be more beneficial to fundraising that can't be sold because the cheap item has been sold? We're joined by a broadcaster and commentator, Fionnuala Jones. I think it's fair to say, Fionnuala, this is a topic you've taken an interest in for quite a while. This seeming obsession that many people have with buying these clothes from places like Shein without giving due consideration to environmental or even concerns or even the way these things are manufactured.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. This is a huge, huge bugbear of mine. I gave up fast fashion a couple of years ago now, and it's changed my life, changed my wardrobe, changed everything for me for the better. So to see people still relying on these mega discounted clothes, particularly from brands like Shein, when we know the impact that this kind of level of overproduction and overconsumption is having on the environment, we know that the workers are more often than not treated the best. To see people still kind of see Shein as the first port of call for all of their clothing needs, when in most cases they probably don't even need the new thing they're purchasing, is really, really, really frustrating.
But is it not very good for people on lower incomes that this gives them fashionable looks that they otherwise would not be able to afford?
Look, that's an argument that's always put to me, and I can absolutely appreciate that. And I'm never really speaking to those people whenever I am talking about shopping less or giving up fast fashion. The issue I'm seeing is people who, and the research shows that it's usually middle class people purchasing lots and lots and lots of clothes, like Shein hauls. And obviously, hauls are not just restricted to Shein the brand, but I'm seeing that so much more on social media, especially in the last, I don't know, maybe 2 years. The issue is that people are buying clothes and buying clothes at a huge rate, thinking they need them when fundamentally they don't. And I get it. I absolutely understand it. It's because they are so cheap. It's so convenient as well. We don't even have to leave our houses anymore to buy clothes. They just arrive at the door. The one thing that I took away from that journal article that you were referencing there is the way Shein is described as not a clothing company. It's described as a tech company. Like, if you think of an article of clothing that you want right now, Shein's already thought of it and it could be at your door in 2 days. You know what I mean? It's just that kind of rapid response doesn't give consumers or anyone a chance to breathe, a chance to take a step back to think, well, actually, do I need 5 pairs of jeans? No, nobody does.
Okay, but I suppose, tell us a little bit more about this belief that people buy sort of, not a bulk buying, but they might buy a consignment of a few pairs of jeans, a few pairs of shirts, whatever. And if they don't like one or two, then they can just donate them somewhere else because they'll still regard the ones they keep as good value for money.
Yeah, this is a thing. And like, people can say, oh, I don't buy hauls or whatever. Like, I've even seen, when I've made videos about the topic online, like, I've had comments from people saying, I'm waiting on my Shein order, lol, with absolutely no regard with what I've said. But it's because we're so stuck in this linear mindset of things. So we think we're great when we've made this big order or small order from whatever fast fashion company, and we've decided, you know what, I don't like this, this doesn't fit properly for whatever reason, I'm going to be brilliant now and I'm going to donate it to the charity shop. And charity shops do still need donations, don't get me wrong, but that system only works when we're also shopping secondhand ourselves. And that's where we're seeing the issue. Like, people can't seem to make the psychological break of realizing that they don't need everything new. And that's why we're seeing the charity shops and like even the resale apps for consumers, if they want to like resell their own clothes and give them another life, like those apps are also flooded with Shein clothes because people aren't using the system in a circular way, you know what I mean? It's just point A to point B, which like isn't, we already have enough clothes. There's so much research to suggest that we'd have enough clothes to last us for years and years and years. But people either can't get that into their heads or just can't accept that, and their need for a dopamine hit of shopping kind of supersedes that.
But for some people, surely there is a need, because this listener here who says, when you're trying to clothe three children, Sheen and Timu are a godsend.
I mean, look, I'm not going to comment on kids. I don't have kids, and I can imagine that it is very difficult. And also, I will say, it was something that I was talking about with your research, like high street quality in general has gone down the drain. So obviously, and again, that's in response to the fast fashion model is getting quicker, or the brands are having to respond quicker, therefore making clothes quicker. So by and large, the quality is going to deteriorate across the board. So I can understand then if you're like, so whatever I get is going to be like middling to okay, I may as well buy from Shein because it's the cheapest. But I just, again, I would say there are a lot more secondhand and like free cycle options for kids. Free cycle is something that I'm constantly ranting and raving about. And I'd often see a lot of options for kids' clothes on that. That's my only comment I will make on that, because again, not a parent. It's okay. Hard enough out there for them. I appreciate that.
Fionnuala, there's lots of messages coming into 0874 100 102. James in Dublin 7, the influencers need to be brought to account on this overconsumption and throwaway culture when it comes to clothing. Another one says, I'm a teacher. A lot of the staff are wearing Shein. When I bring it up, they take such offence. Influencers doing hauls are such a turn-off. One recently did 25 days of Christmas outfits, all Shein. Another one says, Shein has given the general public an option to buy cut price items. Before the internet, these items were being sold only by retailers at massive profits. A screen protector for an iPad is €20 in a shop. You can buy 3 for 5 in Shein. Shein is cutting out the middleman and the retailer. Another one says, I use Shein and I don't feel guilty about it. The quality is actually improving. And when you think about it, it's providing the people who make the clothes with an income that they wouldn't otherwise have.
I mean, again, isn't that very like out of sight, out of mind thinking? That's an assumption you're making. Again, even though we have a lot of reports once again suggesting otherwise, I don't know. We really have, I think when it comes to all kind of climate-y, environmental things, we have a very much out of sight, out of mind. Again, going back to the whole, well, I've donated my clothes, I've brought them to the charity shop, my work here is done. When, again, day in, day out, I'm seeing footage of clothing washing up on shores, building up in mounds, in countries and continents far away from here. And it's affecting, again, like the people who are already worse affected by climate change. So like, it's grand for you to not feel guilty. You're not feeling the ramifications of it. You know what I mean?
Okay, another one says, the fast fashion industry is a want and a greed. It is not a need. These clothes and other items are made on the misery of other humans. Okay, there's lots coming in along those lines. Thank you very much, Fionnuala Jones, for talking to us about Shein clothes and others from the likes of Timu, which are apparently available cheaper than anything you'll get in the retail stores. Although, if you go into the shops and into the shopping centres, there's plenty of clothing in certain outlets which are pretty cheap, coming from many of similar locations.
The Last Word on Today FM.